And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Oh, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence. I'm here in the Stancock in Phoenix, Arizona, from the B-E-A-U-T full studios of Freedom's of the Nest, Freedom's Phoenix, Holoc. Oh, I feel better when I got Mr. James Babb on. Mr. James Babb, you there, Mr. James Babb?
I am, Ernie. Great to be with you again.
Okay, this is you got your presents. You had your card. You helped make the card. Let me show the audience the parodied cards. Okay, the Stop Wars on one side, Home Educate, and the Love card. Help spread the word. It's like a Christmas card from all of us, Freedom's Phoenix, and activists of whatever. So these are now, we got thousands of these, and we've been shipping them all over. We did a drop shipment. When you had them done, they went straight to a lot of people around the country, and then I got some, and then they had to get dispersed to some other people from Maine to Hawaii. Ken Schooland is doing this weekend, too. So nice. I'm going, very cool. And then a friend of Keith, one of the activists here, has a talk show host friend on Maui. So he's like, he wants to play. And he's been in the studio before. So I'm going, then we have Alessandro Fasillo, that's an activist, a lawyer, has a law practice in Rome, Berlin, and Madrid. And he's all about, gun rights. He's now, man, I can see this. We need to, and this is a good tip of the spear for getting libertarianism into the minds of the European peoples of blah, blah. I said, you know what? We're going to help you. And we sent these to that. So this is going to go Europe and North America across Nate. Stop wars. Why? Because Star Wars is like got lines everywhere of people that need a card.
Yeah, what they got to do something, right?
God, did you see the debate last night? I know you probably didn't watch it, but
of course I didn't watch that, Ernie.
I know.
What kind of a punishment do you think I need in my life?
I know. Let me skip to the end. War.
Yeah,
we need war. And there's something. We got a good excuse to somebody. We got to bomb something.
Yeah. Let me guess. I can bomb those people better than those guys can.
Absolutely.
I'm your bomber in chief.
Rand did a lot better than previous. I still would, prefer, Ron, giving you a little bit of history and just, he marched in, march out thing and skipped to the end. But at least Rand didn't do that. Well, if it was Iran and 3 o'clock in the morning, I got the call, and if this happened, I would nuke him. But, so we kind of.
Right, there's only certain parameters that he wants to nuke people under.
Right.
Whereas the rest are just like, when do I get the button? When do I get it?
Well, Rand, he didn't take that tactic last night. So it was refreshing to see that he was kind of, it was a clear differentiation, because this was I guess the theme was commander in chief, as a commander in chief, theme. Nope. Who's going to be, they have the, the football with, war on it, So I'm just going, I got the impression that Rand will probably, I didn't even check the polls this morning and so on, but I'll bet you he moved up quite a bit, just out of being different.
To be honest, I thought he had dropped out of the race. Wasn't there a story circulating about that?
I think how it went was announced, they spun it into some comment to make it sound like he, but it's his fault because he's not assertive enough. He's not clear. He plays this political mishmash of some kind of, mental gymnastics to justify whatever the hell he's trying to. I don't understand. I think
he can just play all the sides at the same time and come out somehow with a base of support. I don't know how that works, but I doubt he's going to be president.
And I think he doubts it. It's all about the database. We got to get an email list, man. You know, it's a funding thing or something. I mean,
no, I just think there's not enough, quite enough hate in his heart to really succeed in the GOP.
Keith McAnarchist is sitting in. You know, he was here last night. He's a good friend, activist for a long time. He's just hanging out. Say hello to Keith.
Keith.
Hey, hello. How you doing, dude? Yeah, well said. That's exactly the problem. You have to have lots of hate just to bomb strangers from faraway land for lies. That's hate. That's the epitome of hate.
So what's going on with you? I got the next hour, I got Jeff Berwick on. It looks like I'm heading down to Narcopoco. You know, Donna gave me the you can go thing. So we're
nice.
I'll go hang. And we were hoping to get to hang out with Tracy and Mark, Mark Victor, but his plane got canceled last year, and it was just a mess. And then Cody Wilson was supposed to go, and he's like, you know what? I might not make it back in the country. I don't think I'll go.
Well, he does have legitimate concerns there, I believe.
Yes, he does. You know what happened? He got finally got a bank, and he didn't even want to say what state or region of the country that would process credit card payments and violate and kind of Obama and kiss their butt on the Operation Choke Point to where, if you're a porn star or make guns, I guess they're in the same category, you don't get to have a bank account. So he's been dealing with that, and so he finally got a bank, so he's head down plow, how many can he make? And the ghost gunner, so I'm going, okay, they go, Ernie, are you still making ghost gun? I go, how many can I make, man? I'm good. I got enough. I'm sitting on my barter of the zombie apocalypse, receivers, man. I'm good. So this is the future. It's going to be all this, what you can and can't do. And now we got to register our drones. Got any drones, James?
I wouldn't admit it here if I did.
I know, but it's the 21st of December is when it starts. You got to, you buy it. And Donna goes, yeah. It's called Craigslist, and I go, oh, okay, well, there's that.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand how they can do that, by the way. What part, the lower is the part they consider the rifle. What do they consider the drone? Is it the frame? Is it the propeller, the motor, the software, what part do I really need a license for?
The manufacturer send it to you. That's what it's going to be. It's a gun store BATF registration of you sold, and we want your database to comply with Amazon.
Well, let's say I can buy electric motors, right?
Yeah. No, you build your own.
Right?
Yeah.
I could buy frames. I could buy wires. I could buy circuit boards. I could 3D print whatever parts are missing. How does this registration affect me? I forget.
No, I'm telling you, it'll get to where you will comply or die. They're going to get their little radio frequency rifle shoulder mounted, made your drone fall out of the air. Whose is this? You're going to jail.
We knew this was coming, right, Ernie? When I started seeing these quadcopters accurately delivering like payloads of several pounds, autonomously, it's just a matter of time before the insurgency got their hands on that technology.
Hell, the insurgency invented it. So I'm just going, it's just so typical. And where is the voice of reason? This is one thing you can help me with. I'm hoping that I was so head down in plow to get the sign, big screens burned, and then we go pick up the material this morning. That's why we had to do the banner thing. It wasn't going to get here in time. And I go, okay, we go get the material. We have a bunch of guys that are going out this weekend and hitting all of the movie theaters in the valley. We're going to have people standing out, we're going to do our thing, get a couple of videos or whatever, and I'm hoping you guys come up with a 20-second or something. And then, the thing is I'm going, the landing page, what should go there? Now, first off, I'm thinking, okay, we should have, Mises Institute, Tragedy and Hope, School Sucks podcast. Then I'm thinking this morning, I'm going, yeah, I could put Freedom's Phoenix magazine link, a link to the Freedom's Phoenix newspaper. That wouldn't suck. Maybe the category of, education categories that we have or something like that. Or contents by subject as a homeschool research current event kind of something. But I'm going to need James Babb to think about in the break and come back with, you know, you should put this page and this page and this link and this, path to freedom for the 12-year-olds. What might that be? We'll find out.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
Yeah, we got here the story. The story that kept going: Muslims this, San Bernardino that, Paris attacks, whatever. And then you, even on Lou Rockwell, they have all these people going, "Hey, man, I was standing there, I was a witness, and it was three tall white guys in hut gear, and I don't know." And they just, these stories will never get air, and they'll be up and say we got to go to war because and more gun control and surveil the internet. And this is a really push for the internet. Rand Paul is the only one that kind of goes, no, that's not, you shouldn't got, oh, you crazy. Well, hopefully Rand will move up. This is my prediction, James. It's going to be Rubio, Cruz, Trump, and Rand will go come out of Super Tuesday as the top guys, probably. Or at least they're going to stick around. And but I'm going, and Bush. I don't think Bush is going away. Cruz will probably start to taper off or something, but I still got, and Carson, I don't even think he doesn't register on my cortex that much. So I don't know, but I don't really care about that. What I care about is what's the rhetoric. Well, all these other guys are all how much they're going to bomb somebody and, and how many people they let in or religious test or whatever. And the internet must be surveilled. So Rand is the only one that kind of separates from that, but not very forcefully. So there's not a lot of passion out there. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, the only thing I can think of is, like, we got to stop the next war, So by home educate the kids into something, and it doesn't even have to be about politics or war. So what, you got any ideas of what you think should be included on the landing page? James, I got you.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Have a blue Christmas
without James. And James, I need some James. You're going to help me out with some, just thinking about this, because who better? James, I got you there. James. I don't hear him. All right, well, we'll go ahead and try, I'll hang up and do it again, because, damn. And there we go. Beep, 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 beep. James, I got you?
Yep, you got
there
me.
There you are. We couldn't hear you. Okay, this is, what I'm looking from you is some suggestion on what we have as the land, what you got these minds that are, all the attention is on, go to stopping wars, home educate, we got some made you look, and we have, we're picking up the material for hundreds of signs this morning. They have it, it's shipped in. Donna's going out to the show, get it while I'm doing the editing, it'll be out there. Keith is here to help me, burn the image in one of the big screens. We got all the other stuff, we're going to rock and roll and whatnot, got guys putting them up. And we already sent out the banners to, across the planet. And I'm going, okay, what we need to do is when they land there, I have the special edition done. Freedoms Phoenix is set up for it. I had the domain for years. I've been waiting for this opportunity. Now I got to come to the decision of what information or links we put there. Now I'm thinking, you know, Mises Institute, you know, they, you know, that's been inspirational for a lot of people. We have Tragedy and Hope, a lot of their research and everything there. Brett Vinat's School Sucks podcast is definite for young people to kind of, you know, what the hell. What else? You know, maybe the magazine, the newspaper or something, and contents by category they pick, current events or something. But, I mean, what do you think should go on there?
Well, you know, you got Freedoms Phoenix, of course.
Well, it'll be on the pay. Yeah, so they'll see that. But, you know.
Well, you know, I think those are great starts. And, you know, I don't see a need to really, like, load them up with too much stuff, right? You give them too much stuff, they won't look at anything. So you give them a few things that you think are, you know, are well suited for the audience, and I think you've got a nice selection. Of course, I would add Freedom Fiends, freedomfiends.com. Might want to slip that in there. We can see if we can corrupt some folks with the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, I don't know. How's the language?
It's radio friendly.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's FCC approved.
All right. Well, hell, then I guess it's okay. You know, the one thing that I'm it's kind of I need to set a standard, and let me tell you what the problem was. If I'm using like Hour of Coding, I've been using that on Khan Academy with my granddaughter. She likes it, they enjoy it, but you need an individual account, because when you finish a video or you watch something or you pass a task or you pass a task, whatever, you get points. Oh, yeah, the points. Well, I don't want my brother on. Then, you know, my points and not his points, and getting appointed and kind of whatever. So they entice you to have an individual account for each child. And the children, they go up on there and they want their account. What they don't realize in these server-based anything, but especially server-based education, they're keeping a record, a charting, a graph of how fast they learn, what they learn, what, you know, how, what they're seeing. But it's a map of the education of your kid that goes to Bill Gates. And I'm going, wow, I don't feel comfortable about that. So I want to warn people, and I mean, I'm thinking I'll write a comprehensive article that server-based education, even Ron Paul curriculum, you know, or you have these, you know, Life or Liberty Leadership or something they've been pushing, you know, a lot of people want to participate in that. And all of these things are a server-based, we get access to your child's brain. And I'm going, might as well be Minority Report. And this is for any curriculum like that, that's server-based. I want something that is, you know, in the MadeSafe. We had Safe Exchange. They're making progress on MadeSafe. It's getting ready. Here we go. You know, they were talking about it yesterday. And I'm going, okay, if I can get education for my child and access to all kinds of material that it's encrypted, maybe I have an account like I do Airbits, but you don't know who I am. I have access to all the, yeah, and it keeps all my stuff and the records and everything, but they don't want to know who I am. They don't care. But Khan Academy, they be a Karen. This is the greatest database of Generation Next ever. And I'm sure Ron Paul curriculum, you know, they're benefiting some sign up of emails or whatever. That is kind of the principle I think that I want to demonstrate and market for, is that while these are out there and peace and make use, and you might not want to give, you know, make it under you and not your 15 gazillion individual accounts for your kids, because you have children. Your young daughters, they go through, you've done the homeschool augmentation kind of thing, and you got, you know, some school, whatever. But I'm going, did you use any server based stuff like
sure.
that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we use Khan Academy. Why not? But, you know, and we've talked
brain
about
mapping.
This before.
That's
but, you
why
know,
not.
I think the trick is, you know, it's part of the lesson is to teach them how to be, you know, more anonymous-ish online to the extent. Start by not putting your real name in. Don't put your photo. Don't give your birthday. You know, it's like that. Yeah, you know, like I want the benefits of that tracking. For something like Khan Academy, yeah, it'd be great. It should be handled locally, but if I'm not giving them any personal details to begin with, then I feel I can sort of mitigate that danger a little bit.
Well, at least be really, aware of it, you know?
Yeah, and it really should, but, you know, it's just something to teach your kids early on is how to not how to not use your real name online, I guess, is something we need to be, you know, putting in the curriculum. So,
yeah, that might be something to do. All right, here, yeah, fine, go to Khan Academy, but you're going to need to do the anonymizer.
First, you start up the Tor browser,
right?
Then you, you know, then you go to the dark web.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, so I'm this is important to me because I'm going, yeah, I can see the very thing that we're trying to teach them not to be, you know, a victim of, the very first thing we're teaching them not to be a victim of, they're making them a victim and sign here.
Right.
You know, I'm because when I went to a good friend sent me this hour of coding thing, it was on Khan Academy, went through it, and immediately I saw it getting sucked in. I mean, right, we need all this information, and then they start seeing how fast you do a lifetime of that, you do a couple of years of that, they got your kid's brain down in comparison to all the others. And all of a sudden, it's 2x2 hands of blue, and, you know, we, you know, mark, oh, and you get an email, monster.com, come work for the NSA. I mean, you know, so I'm going, you think I'm kidding? I mean, how? No.
Well, you know, the it's just kind of sad when you think about it, because something like Khan Academy, it's so brilliant. And and let's just say that there are no nefarious purposes, okay? And
Bill
let's
Gates.
Just say you had people working, like actually processing the feedback, trying to develop better and better curriculums. Instead of this like government school process where you check with the union, then you find out if that curriculum's okay, then you send it to the parents, and then you see who complains, and then you check with the school board, right? Like, that's how curriculums are coming up. They're coming up with them right now, and it's ridiculous. Why? It'd be great if there was some actual real research and development and perfection happening. So
yeah, perfection to what end? I mean, the second Bill Gates just, you know, lathers, you know, slobber all over Khan, I'm going, yeah, why would they, what they, because he loves children. And I'm going, yeah, he wants the metadata, man. That's
think
what they
of the
want.
Possible pharmaceuticals they can have.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, yeah, we have recognized this learning pattern in other children of you need, you know, and
we recommend this prescription.
Exactly.
You're on the no-fly list.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You've been watching way too much bomb making. You know, the well, see, that's another thing. If they get, you know, it's like, you know, if I combined Khan Academy with Facebook and Google web searches, you're screwed.
And Amazon.
Amazon, right.
Yeah. You know, put it all together.
You know, this is, I got to make that note. Let me see what I got to, you know.
Well, the only industry we have in this country anymore is data selling. I think most things, they don't sell you a product anymore. They just want your dang name, address, phone number on that insurance you bought.
You are the product.
Yeah, you are.
You are the product.
Your information is, so they can separate the wheat from the tare, or the old Bible verse.
Okay, now what it would be, let's see, you've got Amazon, Google, YouTube's, of course, same thing as Google, then Facebook, Khan. Damn. That's damn, man. I mean, if I could get one thing out in the Stop War, the Home Educate deal, would be, what's the criteria by which you would make, and you take advantage of, you know, Khan Academy? I mean, I am, you know, but I'm going in, you know, I'm not, oh, I'm here, grandchildren, get on Gates's brain database, you know, and then, right. and then they're going to link that up with some DNA from whatever. Oh, yeah. Did you hear about California and DNA?
Let me guess. Mandatory cheek swabs of all people. I don't know.
It's worse than that. California, the birth record, when they do the little prick on your heel thing for the kid, mm-hmm. since 1983, they've been categorizing anybody born in California's DNA and selling the information to corporations.
And the man.
Which same thing, you know.
Well, who's collecting it? Who's collecting it?
The state of California.
Every time a baby's born, they're taking a DNA sample.
Yeah, they do here. I've seen my grandkids. They prick the heel of the kid, and they put a blotch on, you know, a thing, and that gets in your permanent.
I understand they might do a blood test, but where does that become a DNA?
Are you at a computer?
Yeah.
Just go California 1983 DNA, and it'll come up.
Okay. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a shock, but I mean, You know, it's like, damn. Oh, and here's...
Well, in 1983, they didn't have this kind of technology to do that, so...
But they had the blood.
Right.
And they probably kept it for when they did, because they knew it was coming. Because we need a nice...
And they'll use it for anything unless you're on, say, a death row and you need exonerating, you know?
No. We ain't checking that.
You know, okay. That would expose an untruth.
Did you pull it up? Did it come up?
Yeah. See? DNA data from California newborn blood stored, sold to third parties. Yep.
Yeah, that's what... It's Taryn Lupo's One Nation Under Blood. I go, freaking damn prophetic. You know?
Yeah.
So this is... this is a good line of discussion. I made you look... Okay, what am I looking at? What am I going to do with this information? How am I going to, it's just a different way of, like Gates going around the world. We love the children. Take this vaccine because I love you, Well, maybe you don't love me that much. I don't know. I'm just, I am relatively concerned. All right, here we go.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Well, that's usually a politician's chestnuts, but this is good. To just have the Christmas season kind of chill a little bit, and I'm glad that we're taking on the man and education and doing. But we were talking off air. We're into the last segment. We're getting into this, and I'm going. Think about this. You have free access to all kinds of stuff. It's free service of the free. You look at it and for free. And then, there's ads and so on. Okay, fine. You got to suck through the ads. And then the ads are customized and kind of searches and what you've done and everything. You can see that happen. God forbid you look for warm socks or something. I got sock ads coming out my butt, But the I'm going, okay, so if they're free and you don't see what the product is, well, then you're the product, okay? Your searches, your data, you are the product. So what's the cost of Khan Academy? Well, it's nothing. You can, contribute, or they encourage it and, give us some money, but, it's free, so you're the product. How are you the product? Every freaking bit of data that you go in and out and how fast and whatever, don't think so? Google and YouTube are now the same thing. It's how much time you spend and what you watch and what you do. And that, so that enters into the algorithm of We Rule You, along with Amazon, what you purchase, what you get, how many times UPS plays Santa Claus at your front door. It's kind of, what did I get? Oh, it's another picture. Did you? And sometimes I just order. Yeah, I get that and forget about it. And then I just, I got, yahoo. Christmas.
It's like Christmas.
It's Christmas. Santa Claus wears a UPS suit. Okay. So then you have Facebook. This is, you're starting to get into your brain. The keystrokes that you do, the text, even what you don't post. Facebook was tracking and gave even more weight than the things that you put up, you're writing, you go, and then you deleted. That stuff got kept, okay? They wanted to know what you wrote and then decided not to post. What weight does that give?
They're recreating you by the hole you leave behind.
Ooh. Where'd you come up with that one?
That's a recent plot in from Doctor Who. He erased himself from history, or ended up getting erased from history, but he was recreated by the hole he left behind.
Ew, what an idea. Okay, so then you go to Khan Academy, or even Ron Paul Curriculum. I'm sure Ron Paul Curriculum is, I'm sure they're keeping some data, okay?
That's not necessarily nefarious. Everything on the internet's not there to monetize you.
Every single bit of information that is put into a data collection has value to someone. I know.
Absolutely.
They keep trying to get into Freedom's Phoenix database. They'd love to have the data. I would assume, we don't do it voluntarily and give up the whatever, but Derek's working on more security of making sure and something, but I tell you, I guarantee they'd love to have that, and they're trying to get that, and I would imagine they probably already got it. So don't think that, you know, well, I, you know, didn't tell anybody that I get Freedom's Phoenix, you know, headline email dispatch, but I'm going, yeah, but I bet you they know you do. You know, trust
me. And every time I click on that drone article and drones this and drone, next thing I'm going to be on the, he might be building drones in his home.
Who knows? I had you look at California. Just put in California 1983 DNA. What does it say, James?
It said how this, I guess it's the California Department of Health is selling their blood spots that they've harvested from babies for decades.
And I'm going, you add the DNA to what you don't post on Facebook, what you look at on Amazon, who your friends are, what, how fast and much you study, and this. I'm saying that this accumulation of data builds an avatar that they do some kind of threat analysis of either you're for the man or against the man. It's 2x2, hands of blue, or it's a SWAT team, and gosh darn it, at least intellectually. So my thing is I'm going, this is scary, and if I'm going to home educate or encourage people to do the participating and taking care of their own children or their own minds, you know, I don't want to send them down the path. I went through this with my children. It was when MySpace and Facebook started. What did we do? I go, look, be careful. There, man, this is for the first time in human history, you know, the man knows your favorite color and your favorite quotes and what movies and music you like. And I'm going, this is, I don't see it as...
Well, that's so they can customize your fascism experience.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I know you and I are kind of, yeah, whatever, we're, you know, we're kind of, you know, hip to the program here, but... Maybe we should be more concerned than we are, but certainly I'm not going to, for my grandchildren, you know, now I'm looking at grandkids and you kids, I'm looking at, do I have them come blindly into this or try and educate them just to know what resources are available to go encrypted and encourage the decentralized internet to provide some kind of anonymity for this stuff?
Yeah.
That's my vote.
Well, basically, these curriculum makers, like Ron Paul or whatever, could make it where they dump it one time on your computer, and then you interact with it on your own computer.
No,
and
that's what I'm trying to...
Exactly what you're advocating for.
I'm trying to demonstrate that there's servers. A market for yeah. that, and if there isn't, right. I want to help build one.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going, look, man, this is... they go, you know what? With the decentralized, you-can't-censor-it internet... You just download every freaking Khan Academy. You know, thanks for doing all the work for me. You put it in your own infrastructure of, you know, it's like Airbits. When you open up a Bitcoin wallet with Airbits, they don't know your email. They don't know who you are. They don't know it. It's all encrypted. You know, you get access to recover everything if you lose your phone and goes in, but they don't link it to anybody. And even if the NSA come and took their servers, it's all encrypted data and they don't know. So I'm going in. So if you screw up and lose everything, you didn't get your, you know, recovery passwords or whatever, you're just screwed, you know? So you take responsibility. And for me to be able, so I'm advocating for the education of my children, my children's brain and learning process and what, you know, drugs they don't need, you know, is my business and not theirs, in my opinion.
George Orwell warned us. I'm sorry, Beb.
No, you're right. George Orwell warned you. Well, you know what? I think it's, you know, this is part of just raising kids in this era, you know, where online privacy is going to be a continuous, you know, issue. It's bigger and bigger and bigger, and it merges with, you know, real life brick and mortar privacy issues and addresses and files and, you know, and like what's going to be on your, you know, you're going to apply for a job in 20 years, and then they're going to pull up that picture you posted. And
absolutely, like, absolutely. You know,
be ready for this.
You're qualified for janitor.
My kids and my nieces and nephews, they took it seriously, and that's why when you look at their Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, and you go, yeah, it kind of looks like my kid, you know, but I'm going, you know, this avatar that they've created. I mean, oh, wow, I wish I had their life. Oh, my God. It's just, it's all sunshine and light and the greatest pictures of the activities of them, you know, which they do have a pretty good life. I mean, they do all right. But, you know, I'm going, yeah, they're not showing the meltdown that they had with their sister or the, you know, they kicked the, you know, the rock on the pavement and broke my car window kind of thing. I'm going, yeah, you didn't put that one in there, you know. So it's just, they need to be forewarned on this. And I don't think that they are, because a lot of people I know, they're 18 and they get their first chance. You can buy a long gun. I had some of the activists, you know, Renee's son, couldn't wait to show his AK-47 on his Facebook thing. Now, looky! And I'm going, are you stupid? You know, it's just.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, of course you understand the excitement and the wanting to share that with the world, right? But that's when you have to kick in and say, you know what? Better keep that to yourself.
Well, it's not that they should, or they should at least understand the long-term ramifications. You know, and you'll find you're an adult, you're able to do whatever, but if you haven't taught them the risk that they go into in this current environment, by that time, you know, it's already too late by the time they're 12.
Well, the problem is they have no concept of the Nazis or the Stalinists, and they don't understand why
don't
that's a hassle. They have no history.
So that's one of the self-education things. Let's look at some history. And there's a lot of good. Oh, I know what we could put
Professor
up there.
Professor CJ.
Uncovering the.
I know, Professor CJ. Who's that?
Yeah, we're Professor CJ's Dangerous History Podcast. You must know Professor CJ.
No.
Oh, my God. You got to check this guy out, man. He's got some dangerously wonderful history lessons. He's a history teacher, but he's one of us, but he's got, like, incredible history knowledge, and he tells stories from history and all the stuff that they – a lot of the stuff they skipped over in my government school class, like really great stuff.
Like George Orwell.
Okay, Dangerous Professor CJ.
It's Professor CJ's Dangerous History Podcast.
Dangerous History Podcast. Is it something you think that should be linked?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just pointed out the need for some historical context there, and that's what he's all about.
Is he, you know, what's his political philosophy?
Oh, he's one of us.
Okay. See, this is the kind of thing. This is what I'm hearing. We had the Christmas party Saturday, and you know, a lot of people from the state, even out of the state, you know, they, you know, hey, here's my chance, and I can drive through and make a trip a weekend, go visit my friend of whatever, and go to the party. So a couple of guys came up from Tucson and from other places around the state just to hang. And, you know, and Adam Kokesh and Macy are here, and they sent out their list. So those guys came. And so we had a good time. The thing is that I'm going, they go, yeah, I listened to this podcast, and then I kind of outgrew that, and I went to this one, and then, you know, I go to this, and we go to that. And I could see the progression in you get the Alex Jones, young 15 to 25 year old male, definitely male, and they, you know, kind of after a while, it's kind of like, you know, Rush Limbaugh, you know, I, you know, beat you with half my brain tied behind my back. Yeah, if you untie the other half, maybe you'd be libertarian, you know. So it's just these guys are progressing more to what? And I get the impression that it's less violence. They're starting to see peace and kind of, you know, just leave me alone as a man. I can see that. Certainly the people that come here, you know, they can see they're attracted to that. I'm sure a lot of the people are attracted to, you know, we got a megaphone, but it's, I can see peace as an arrow in the quiver, as a weapon, as a way of counteracting, you know, all this crap. And I want to encourage that, especially with younger minds. And this professor history thing, is it, what's the tone of it? How many episodes do I got? I can pick any episode and,
well,
I kind of get,
you know,
it.
You can browse by topic. Like I enjoyed a sort of a multi-part series on, for instance, the Revolutionary War and the history leading up to the revolution and understanding, you know, like the mindset of people as this, like, revolution is approaching, public opinion, how, you know, battles, propaganda, like per stories. It's like really kept me on the edge of my seat, you know, just, you know, wanting to hear, you know, more of these cool stories that are, like, left out.
Professor CJ's Dangerous History Podcast, list of all episodes. Yeah, I'm saying, okay, Professor CJ's blah, blah, blah. I just used the main page here. Is there a listing that I should go to?
I don't know. I just subscribe on iTunes, and it ends up in my phone.
A historian and cultural critic, the author of The Renegade History of the United States, holds a opinion. Okay, so
you'd love this guy.
You endorse it. I should get him on, put him on there, and, you know, the new best friend. All right. That's Bab said. Next. Give me another
you
one.
You won't be disappointed.
All right.
Your money back.
All right, here we go. Please.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The
feel the love, and I feel a lot better when I have Mr. James Babb on. It's just a good mood, and he came up with an idea. This is exactly what I'm looking for. I have a lot of ideas, and I got to go through and start vetting some stuff and not feel like I'm, you know, sending the children into the freaking buzzsaw. But stop wars, home educate, and here's your recruiting center link. Maybe not. I probably shouldn't do that. So, I mean, what's the other side? You know, what would I put up there? So I'm going, you know, James, what's the one that you just suggested off there? Go ahead and pimp this guy.
Professor CJ's Dangerous History Podcast, which is something I've really learned a lot from and enjoy listening to, because it's all these cool stories from history that sort of got left out of my government school textbook. And he's a great storyteller, great educator. He's an anarcho libertarian, you know, Mises educated, just super, super good libertarian guy with a great knowledge of history. And he puts it out in this great podcast.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm looking at the page. I'm going, okay, cool. This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Got another one. That's all you got? One. Come on, man. I need like a half
dozen.
That's all
I need, right?
Like, yeah. No, you win. You know, but I knew to ask you, you know, so yeah. I'm going, okay, so we got School Sucks podcast. I know Brett Vinott, you know, that's always a good resource.
Well, that's like the crown jewel for this project, right? I mean, man, if I could get people to just listen to a few episodes of that, that'd probably be...
Yes.
They'll be converted pretty quick. So,
yeah, what other things? Like, I'm thinking, I'll go, how much do I want on the landing? Now, we create, using this special edition capabilities on Freedom's Phoenix, to create a whole list of stuff, you know, just the way it's a duplicate of Freedom's Phoenix, but another URL. And we have the power there to add whatever that we're putting on the front page. I go, oh, that's a good one. Should go over there. I just click a button. Boom, it goes over. So it makes it easy for a project like this. But the initial seating, you know, you want to have towards the top the ones that I can, you know, position them to where they're always, you know, the good references make it, and it'll get longer and longer reference. But there needs to be a common theme.
Right.
At the top, I want to make sure I go, look, server based, I get into your brain, you know, education, like con, you might as well just, you know, make it Facebook. I mean, you know, it's just, I really want to warn against that and, you know, make use of it. I don't have a problem, you know, I do, but go in knowing that, man, you are the product and your kid's brain is the product. You are in marketing, you're going to get freaking whatever. So I'm just, and oh, I see you didn't have your vaccination. Or they, yeah, Bill Gates is there with Khan Academy. Do you or do you not think at some point in time there's going to be a banner ad? Did you get immunized? You feel me?
No, if you're if your test scores are too, if you don't perform well on Khan Academy, you start seeing more ads for vaccinations.
No, if you perform too well, you see the ads exactly. for vaccinations.
Mercury's no, it's remember, it's all part of his eugenics program.
Yeah, right? Whatever. So. You know, but I'm just I want to I'm
very progressive.
Yeah. So Professor CJ is you know that's something that I feel comfortable with. You got another one off the top of your head?
Well, you know it's a little you know dry I think for a younger audience, but Future of Freedom Foundation FFF.org was one of the ones that corrupted me early on in my you know when I started exploring libertarianism, and that's a great database of articles and essays and No Compromise, Jacob Hornberger and Sheldon Richman and Jim Bovard and Lawrence Vance and could go on and on and on and on. So
James James Babb, Jim Bovard and Bovard's a regular writer on here. He's always been associated with them, and I knew about Bumper God back in 92-93. I mean, back in the day, we have a lot of common contributors, you know, from when we started and he started. It was kind of, you know, the same guys, you know, that were, you know, financially supporting us and stuff too. So I'm just going, yeah, we're kind of along the same line. He's the, you know, clean cut kind of higher end of I'm guerrilla activist. You know?
But it's solid. You know, like I never have a problem recommending an article on there. I never have to be like, but, you know, it's like it's always, you know, it's always pretty plumb line. You know,
yeah, you don't have to make excuses for it. It's always, and even though he's Catholic, he's, you know, strict Catholic, you know, he doesn't wear it on his sleeve all the time. You know, I mean, he's not insulting to religion, of course, you know, but he's not, you know, it's not like, you know, God said all the time crap, you know, so I can feel comfortable. So I got it marked down here, FFF.org. That'd be good. And then, let's see, what else?
Come on. What about your, remember the videos you put on a disc for me that I passed out at Occupy? And some real corrupting videos on there, including the Message of Liberty animation.
Yeah, you know, like, no, Philosophy of Liberty.
Philosophy of Liberty animated video. I don't know if there's a way to link to that in there. But
No, it's all set up to do. That's exactly the kind of thing, and we're definitely going to do that. But we also have different language versions of that, and that's going to help, too. The other thing was, I was thinking, I got to, mark
Can we inflict some Larkin Rose on these poor kids?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right, two things. One is JPFO had a bunch of Second Amendment stuff, you know, no guns for Jews, no guns for Negroes, no gun. It was all about civil rights thing and why they were taking them, you know, and, you know, that's bad. I mean, that was a satirical title. But the I'm going, okay, that would be interesting. Do you just put the video up or do you put it as a category and it goes? You know, so I'll organize it. The other thing was, there was a guy that came up from Tucson that he's very complimentary. You know, I listened to your show and I got a lot of blah, blah, blah. But he took Larkin Rose's Most Dangerous Superstition and he's like, you know, I can't get my family to read anything. God forbid, you know, something that's going to, you know, make their cortex raw. And he goes, but I have been getting a lot of my brothers and so on. They'll listen to audiobooks. Okay. So Most Dangerous Superstition isn't an audiobook, so he's half done with it. I got to listen to it. I'm going, awesome. So I go, done. He's coming on the show Friday, I think, and we're going to talk about that. And he goes, you think Larkin in mind? I go, who cares? I go, yes. Larkin don't care. He's like, one less thing he's got to do. But the, because I've been threatening Larkin. I go, look, do I got to read this thing? I got to do an audiobook? I mean, damn. You know, we need to get this. So this guy is doing it. Now, his fiance is Korean. She's from South Korea. She's translating that book into an audiobook in Korean along with them.
Nice.
So
Arabic too.
Heck yeah. Well, sooner or later.
We could drop it on planes over the
Well, that's
fields
one of the projects
of the Middle
that
East.
Kokesh is really looking, you know, he's working on translations of his book Freedom, and he's got Mandarin in line to do it. Yeah, you got Freedom titled the big title Freedom in Chinese going that ouch. That would be illegal.
It probably is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hide it in your attic.
There's something. Oh yeah, and the Freedom Book. You know, we got to put access to read because there's nothing offensive about that. You know, the book at least.
you could put this thing kind of in sections where you have the high school era crowd and the elementary kind of crowd, and then they're going to graduate to these different things. So they'll start from Philosophy of Liberty, and pretty soon they'll be watching.
Yeah,
e
that's
or
one
like
thing.
That.
Yeah. James, give me your opinion on that. Should there be, you know, like categories that we put it, or is it should all go to the parents? You know, are we looking at the kids, or should there be, you know, for mom and dad, or for the kid, or for a preteen, or I mean, I can
I think
organize
all of the above. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, you're going to, you know, who loves Star Wars? You know, what age group?
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty much all of them. So,
yeah, and then there might be some activism in it, and so on. And there's going to be, hey, you should include. I need to have a standard by which something gets included or not. And I'll tell you, the main thing is, I don't know, advocating critical thinking, you know, and truth. But the big thing is, I'm really going to steer away from server-based, you're the product on, we got your brain mapped out kind of thing. And just at least be forewarned. That's kind of my deal. Because I went to a lot of these places looking for resources like this, and the first thing we want is my, you know, vaccination record, DNA sample, a brain scan on my Facebook account. And I'm going, wow. Next. So you got any plans to do your movie thing this weekend?
I'm going out opening night Thursday.
Yes, yes. You know, a little bit of video because I'm setting it all up today. And you just, you know, by tonight I'll have the page and they start looking. The pictures are already starting to come in, you know. And I didn't even recognize. Damn, that didn't take long. So we're going to go ahead and start seeding that with all the videos and pictures. James Babb's going to hip us. Thank you, James. How's your Christmas going?
We had a great libertarian holiday party the other day. We had Lynn Albrecht Skyping in, and we raised a few bucks for her personally, just as a gift. She was our like featured person, and gave out some other, you know, awards and drank a lot of beer, and you know,
excuse to drink beer.
You know, that's really the only reason I get involved with libertarians is to, you know, just to have cool people to hang around and drink beer with. So,
you know, Lynn is coming on Friday, Donna? Yeah, she's coming on Friday. Drew came by, and Richard Grove, the interview that he did with her at Porkfest, you know, was really good. And she's got a lot of comments from prosecutors and so on. God, man, if 20% of what you say is true, damn, you know?
And you know, she's recovering from a heart attack, you should know. Like, she's
really
doing pretty good. She's just starting to get back out into the media after being like hit pretty hard. So
wow, I did not know that.
Get her some vitamin C.
Seriously. Not a weight thing. I mean, you know, she's a slender woman.
No, vitamin C keeps the arteries from clogging. And
well, it's literally what she has. I'll tell you what it is. I didn't even realize this was possible, but it's actually called broken heart syndrome. Have you ever heard of this before? Like, I kid you not.
It's just stress. I mean, you know.
I'm not a you know, a cardiologist, but
so it's an emotional, electrical, heart kind of, you can't function with this, you know, mindset or something thing.
No, it's not a psychological thing. But it's a heart issue. I forget exactly.
Well, I'm sure it manifests itself to some physiology, but I mean, you know, it starts from something. I imagine. It's not a broken heart like you jumped off the step ladder and it broke. I mean, you know, it's
right. Yeah, exactly.
What Drew did is they took that DVD that of this what Grove did of that interview, and they came over and they made 100 and whatever copies of it. So, you know, she was, you know, appreciative, thank you. And so Donna scheduled her to come on Friday, and we'll talk about what they're doing with it and where his case is. Because I haven't heard, because I didn't go to her presentation at Porkfest, and I was busy, whatever the heck I was doing.
Wait, hold on a second. I just happened to got this email in front of me. It's called TAKOT Subo, Tukatsubo cardiomyopathy, also known as broken heart syndrome.
Really?
Yeah. So despite Ross's situation and the stress and heartbreak I've suffered, I realize I have to take care of myself. And, you know, so anyway, she was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Damn.
So, yeah.
All right,
she said she came close to dying, and it was a wake up call. So
Yeah, well, you go as hard as you can until you can't, and you got to, maintain, be in the battle. That's one of the things that just never go away.
Yeah.
And, they go, yay, we win. We got it down to a 20-year sentence from life. I'm like, yeah. So this is...
Wouldn't that feel great? That would actually feel great if they're like, oh, he's only going to be there for 20 years, right? Considering, never seeing him again on the outside, yeah, that would...
This is we'll see the appeal. It's just it's not whether he did it or not and what and kind of, that's not even the point. It's the shenanigans they went through to do it and the precedents that they set. And it's just I watched that thing and I'm going, damn, this is dangerous as hell. I mean, to the point that the Stop Wars Project is the first time that I've done something to where we're the landing page. Mm-hmm. I was always supportive, go somewhere else, go somewhere else, go somewhere, and I just head down and plow, made you look at somewhere else. This is the first time because it's the only way I can do it. It's very difficult. I can't go out and promote everybody I want to promote and have the impact. I need them to come someplace and then link out. And so that's why, thanks for that, James, Professor CJ's, because that's exactly, the kind of stuff that I'm looking for. Now, I could put a lot of things up there, but I mean, things like, Stephen Molyneux, maybe not, that might not be.
But he used to be a great resource. Now, he might be like, send him to a Trump commercial. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of, I don't need to, and maybe one episode, there's some episodes that are really good. There's some of them that I really
History
like.
Of Your Enslavement. It's a great one.
Yeah, well, let me write that down. We might give him some props. History of Enslavement, the Matrix is Dead, number 13 or something, Matrix.
Maybe you should get Stephen back on the show. Find out, where he, how he lost his way.
That's a great idea. Give us
all
warning.
Well, he's not going to, he goes, it's not his fault. He didn't lose his way. I just, screwed up by not following him down whatever path he went, what did you say was History of Enslavement?
The History of Your Enslavement, I think, is the name of the video.
So, I'm not, adverse to it. If it's good content, it's good content, but I don't want to send a 12-year-old down the wrong path. I mean, I just,
right.
It's child abuse.
I got one that'll appeal to all ages. It's the Bohemian Travelers, and they re-put it on lourockwell.com. It's called Five Biggest Misconceptions About Unschooling. And it's just got a bunch of family hanging out, traveling all over heck, making money together, and playing together. And they're at lakes, and they're riding camels, and
nice.
Going all over the world. And it's a fun, happy thing. And it kind of gives people a vision where the heck they should be going.
Yeah, think about this some more, James. If you come across some, this is part of the project. I got to get the Berwick, but this is part of the project, is having quality links. That's the point. And I don't want to... It's not that I want to be uncontroversial. I just don't want to, be distracted from what the real goal is just, critical thinking, individuals, resources of I'm not stupid,
Right. No, I think you're on the right track. And I would just say, don't worry about having everything in there. Keep it focused on the best stuff.
Right. But there's a lot of good stuff we didn't have
it's endless,
8 years ago. That's my point. I'm going, holy crap. There's so much that I've woken people up. Let's kind of put it in a hub and see what happens. Hey, I got to go. Thanks for coming on, James. And thanks for all the help on all this.
Hey, great being with you as always.
All right. Peace, brother.